Rick Grenell, We Need Muscular Diplomacy to Secure Meaningful Peace Amid Conflict. By Amy Furr on February 25, 2022. There has been a total collapse of diplomacy under President Joe Biden. Former Acting Director of United States National Intelligence Rick Grenell said Friday. This week we've witnessed a total collapse of diplomacy. DC newsrooms won't say it, but American diplomats failed. President Biden told us that he was going to bring diplomacy back. Instead, it's on its back, Grenell stated during remarks given at CPAC in Orlando, Florida. We desperately need new, creative, visionary diplomacy. Muscular diplomacy to secure meaningful peace when a conflict arises. Last summer we watched helplessly as our credibility, our deterrence, and our national honor crumbled in the retreat from Afghanistan. President Trump and Biden both were dealing with the same country, the same enemy, and had the same diplomatic and military tools at hand. Both shared the ultimate goal of withdrawal, but the difference is that President Trump had an unapologetic pro-American diplomacy with a credible military option behind him. It's clear that the Taliban respected and feared President Trump. Let's be clear. Europe has seen its borders rewritten this week under Joe Biden and in 2014 when Barack Obama was president. And yet the left continues to mock successful America First diplomatic strategy. Even today, they think demanding NATO members pay their obligations is somehow undiplomatic. They think sanctioning Russia before an invasion in Europe is reckless. And they pretend that Donald Trump's unpredictability was harmful. This week, Biden announced sanctions in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's forceful actions in Ukraine, Breitbart News reported. Defending freedom will have costs, for us as well, and here at home, he said. We need to be honest about that. On Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted a clip reportedly from Kiev with the caption that read, "We defend Ukraine after the city was slammed with rocket strikes." Meanwhile, Biden left the White House on his way home to Delaware amid Russia's attacks on Ukraine, according to Breitbart News. Grenell continued, "Well, I saw firsthand that having a president putting the American people first, and calling out the Germans for their hypocrisy, and not telling our enemies what our strategy is, that made America and Europe safer." The American left also continues to push this phony narrative that President Trump's ambassadors were mean or rude. Well, if avoiding war could be accomplished by a dinner party, then we wouldn't be seeing Putin's forces inside Ukraine, he added.